Greetings, good afternoon, and welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Donald Trump continues to stay in the news. Yesterday, 2 days ago actually, Monday, British leader, Secretary of State, Lord David Cameron, made an extraordinary visit to the United States, where he met, along with his the British ambassador Karen Pierce, coming to Washington, and then they privately met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Why would the British come to the U.S. to talk to Donald Trump? Do you think maybe Pilgrim Society is having to accept the fact that Donald Trump is going to win the coming election? Why would Cameron, again, the Secretary of State, come to visit Donald Trump? This is causing a little bit of stress, despair, urgency to the Biden administration, to Barack Obama, who's ruling everything from behind the scenes. This is, it has a Democrat power structure worried. So anyhow, Trump said yesterday that he wouldn't talk about details, but he said, we had a good meeting. It was a private meeting. Then the Trump campaign issued the statement that what was discussed was the need for NATO countries to meet their defense spending requirements and ending the killing in Ukraine. And then they just happened to talk about their mutual admiration for the late Queen Elizabeth II. That was a non-important matter. Also, I'm pretty sure they discussed what was going on in the Middle East, Russia and China continuing to strengthen their partnership, which has the EU, the European nations, concerned. And then the New York Times revealed that in the run-up to the 2020 election, more voters across the country that have identified as Democrats, more have identified as Democrats than Republicans. But 4 years into the imposter Biden's presidency, the gap has shrunk. The United States now sits almost evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans. I'm pretty sure the other things that Cameron and Trump discussed was Joe Biden's psychological condition or his physical condition. I know they had to mention something about Biden. I know that Cameron didn't want to discuss it. Cameron, for people that understand who the Pilgrim Society is, David Cameron is a Pilgrim Society member. And I think the Pilgrim Society is very concerned that though they control and they have a hand in the elections in this country through voter fraud machines, they're just, I think, having to what's that term that is used? A backup plan? Always having to have a backup plan? Because should things go the way that it appears they're going to go, where Donald Trump will win the coming election, if that should happen, if fate doesn't intervene, Donald Trump's going to win the election. If fate, outside forces from without the universe intervene, Trump is going to win. And in the 2016 election, the election, that election was rigged on behalf of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rockefeller Clinton. It was rigged. She was going to win. There wasn't going to be a Trump win. But they didn't have a backup plan. The British they have a backup plan this time, and the backup plan is to visit with Trump ahead of the election, and they have a desire, supposedly, to maybe work with him, to draw him into their trap, to remember when Trump became president, one of the first things he did, NATO had to, they had to ante up. They weren't paying their dues to be NATO members. The United States was covering the bill. And here all of a sudden Cameron is back, and they're discussing NATO, and they're discussing defense spending requirements for NATO. So I think what Cameron may be doing is the British, on one hand, France is the country that is sending tanks and going to be sending troops. Vladimir Putin said, please send the French armies, the young men that have never been in battle, send them to Ukraine. And we will kill each one of them. And you start killing the French, and I promise you, the French people, there's going to be a protest in Europe like you've never heard before. The British, they have their intel, all of their intel operatives in Ukraine, but they're the ones not dying. The French are going to die if they go into Ukraine. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
So what were the discussions with David Cameron and Donald Trump? There is a news host, Grant Stitchfield, and he had a comment. Quote, "It's becoming clear to me that neither Robert F. Kennedy Jr. nor Donald J. Trump are going to speak ill of each other. In fact, they seem to be praising each other at times. This is because RFK Jr.'s run for the White House hurts Joe Biden. My belief is there may be a deal in place between President Trump and RFK Jr. Why else would Kennedy pick a radical to be his running mate? Nicole Shanahan is a leftist who will only help pick off votes from Joe Biden. I am making the prediction now that President Trump will have a spot for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. inside the Trump administration. RFK Jr. knows he has no shot of winning the presidency, and if he wants a voice in the future, the best way is to help President Trump. Donaldo Trump." Now, we people are vain. It's just a fact. We are all politicians in our own way. Every individual is a politician. And with RFK, one reason that he would never win the presidency, and what I'm going to present is a psychological, when you do a psychological profile of voters, voters want attractive, handsome, charismatic, those that can eloquently draw a crowd mentally to help them engage in what is being stated. We're vain. Psychologically, the cheerleaders in the high schools are generally not thin, but not heavy. Attractive, maybe not beautiful. It's because we're vain. And what it was not being said with RFK is his because of the vaccination he had taken when he was young, it destroyed his ability to speak in a way which most people have a hard time listening to what he has to say. What he has to say is very, it's incredible. He's brilliant. but because of the damage to his voice. This is one big negative. That's just the way the voters and the psychological profile of voters, they don't care if a man is ignorant as long as he looks well, it looks good. They don't care just as long as he can speak and he doesn't have a problem with his voice. It's just the way we are. Now, Joe Biden, now he has many problems. He can't stand up. He falls down. He trips going upstairs. He remembers one thing he does remember to do. Well, okay, he doesn't even remember to do that. He doesn't remember to do that to read the teleprompter. But the thing is this. Robert Kennedy Jr., just because of his voice, he would not be elected president for that reason. Kamala, she was somewhat attractive. Well, I personally don't. This is me personally. I don't consider her to be attractive. I don't consider her to be that intelligent. And I just think that the psychological profile of the Democrats that voted Joe Biden in and Kamala Harris, I don't know what they were thinking. But the thing is, anything to beat Donald Trump. That's the only reason Biden had votes, but he didn't win the election. Kamala, she is not vice president material. And she's not vice president because Joe Biden is not the legal president. Semantics. But semantics are important when you're in a jet flying Mach 2, and you have to make a right turn. Semantics. So Cameron was over at Mar-a-Lago visiting with Trump because the British are a little nervous. Because the British are thinking the Democrat Party is so devastated in this country. The Democrat Party. And then who was it I heard yesterday? Who was it I heard someone on? I can't remember. But they said that presently the Democrat Party is desperate. They're desperate looking for someone, some way, someone to that can actually run against Donald Trump, some way to not lose this election. They've lost the election because they can't continue with Joe Biden. There is no one else in the Democrat Party. There aren't any football players to put a team together. They don't have the way to put a team together for this coming election. It's almost as if Donald Trump is going to walk right in, sit right down, and begin to, what was the phrase? Lock them up. And this is what they're afraid of, to lock them up. That is the best scenario for the people of this country and the people of the world. But if you follow my programs, I have a feeling that fate is going to intervene. Fate intervened when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton and ended her political career, the Clinton career, the Rockefeller political career, for the most part, has ended. But there is one more individual that may have Rockefeller lineage. And that person is Barack Obama. And there is a possibility that he does have Rockefeller lineage. In that case, the Rockefeller political career through grandchildren, great-grandchildren, has not ended. The Democrat Party has no candidate. And it's like the Hamas is going to be, is not going to have a commander before long, because if Sinwar is caught, Hamas is over. But something I believe is going to happen. The hand of fate is going to intervene. And with the momentum that Donald Trump has, the British are already, the backup plan is assuming they're already planning that Donald Trump is going to win the election, so they're going to hedge their bets. And everybody's going to be surprised. Now I'm going to go to another upset. The nations have been pushing Hamas, have been coercing them to negotiate with Israel and to bring the hostage crisis, this hostage matter, to an end. Hamas, they want their terrorist armies back that are incarcerated right now, that are in Israeli prisons. Israel wants the 100 plus refugees or hostages back. So over the weekend, there was a meeting in Cairo, and they were hoping Qatar, the United States, Egypt, other Arab nations, UN representatives, hoping that they could work with Hamas to be flexible enough to return hostages. But you have to remember, and the United Nations and the nations of the world are aware of something that Hamas, you cannot reason with these people. You can't reason with them. It's a given. You can't reason with violent people. Hamas rejects ceasefire offer in Cairo. We've seen them reject a number of proposals before that we have thought would deliver incredible benefits to the Palestinian people that they claim to represent, according to a U.S. State Department spokesman. Hamas rejected the latest ceasefire proposal on Monday, according to senior officials in the terror organization, as reported by multiple news outlets. We reject the latest Israeli proposals that the Egyptian side informed us of. The Politburo met today and decided this. Quote, end of quote, Ali Baraka, who is responsible for Hamas's foreign relations. Earlier Monday, another Hamas official, whom Reuters did not name, told the news agency, "There's no change in the position of the occupation of Israel, and therefore, no change in the position of the occupation, and therefore, there is nothing new in the Cairo talks. There's no progress yet, and there won't be any progress." Cairo last week offered in this what they had presented, that additional Palestinian prisoners whom Israel holds would be exchanged for releasing 40 hostages and a three-stage ceasefire. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. You can't negotiate with people who are violent. The U.S. knows it. Nations know it, but the American people of the world, don't realize this. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
Okay, so you cannot reason with terrorists, so the United States, the United Nations, the nations in the Middle East, the whole world is trying to get the Hamas terrorists to be reasonable. Again, you cannot reason with these people. And the United States has been basically wanting to and is trying to dictate to Israel what they can and cannot do in this conflict. Israel has taken out 20, almost 21 battalions. They need to take out about another 3 battalions to win the war. The battalions moved from the Gaza in general down to Rafah, the southern part of the Gaza Strip, adjacent to Egypt. Benjamin Netanyahu, the IDF, has stated weeks ago, a month ago, that they have to eradicate the remaining battalions that are hiding behind human shields in Rafah. They have to eliminate these battalions if they're going to win this war once for all. You know, if you have a wasp nest, you don't try to take out half of the nest. You take the whole nest out. Same principle with Israel. The United States has been telling Israel no, because you're going to kill too many civilians. That's not the truth. And I'll read something to you in a little bit. But here's what Benjamin Netanyahu finally had to do when Hamas rejected the latest offer. This was on Monday, out of justthenews.com. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that the Israeli Defense Forces plan to enter the city of Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip as his country continues negotiations to free the approximately 130 people being held captive by the terrorists. But the United States warned Israel many times, numerous times, against invading Rafah, where multiple Hamas battalions are believed to be located. No, they're not believed to be located. That's where they are located. Netanyahu said he received a report on hostage negotiations in Cairo, Egypt, on Monday. Although the date of the Rafah invasion is unclear, it comes after the Israeli Defense Forces withdrew all ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip on Sunday. See, they didn't withdraw all of them. This is why you have to be careful with what you read. They didn't withdraw all of the forces. What was needed? Yes. But he goes on to say, we're working constantly to attain our objectives, first and foremost, the release of all our hostages and the achieving of total victory over Hamas. These two things both have to be accomplished. He said, quoting again, this victory requires entering Rafah and eliminating the terrorist battalions. This will happen. There is a date. The hostages have been held since October 7th. CIA Director Bill Burns stated Sunday that the presented deal in Cairo would allow 40 hostages to be released in return for a 6-week ceasefire. No, there can't be a 6-week ceasefire. There will not be a 6-week ceasefire. Now, the terrorists in Gaza, excuse me, these terrorists in Gaza, there have been reports that there's this mass starvation because of the war, because Israel is limiting supplies into Gaza, food, medical needed necessities. This is not the truth. This is the Hamas News Network and its affiliates working internationally, all of our American mainstream news agencies. The photos, there was a journalist who had been taking photos of the little children and the women and the men and the elderly in Gaza. And mass starvation is what the news has been presenting. But the fact was, they did not find one photo of a child or children or youths, young people, utes or youths, or the soldiers were the best fed of everyone. The elderly, the old men, the old ladies. There were no photographs of anybody that was starving or malnourished. So, as he took the photos, and actually I saw some of the photos, the soldiers, hey, these guys are being fed three meals a day. And the children, they after there's a bombing, they have dirt on their face and their clothes are dirty. And the empathy, they use these photos for to suck you in emotionally, but nobody's starving. And then the trucks that go in, the massive amounts of aid going in, immediately the trucks are stopped. And guess who jumps up on the top of the truck? Two Hamas soldiers. And they trucks go in, and they end up, all the goods, for the most part, not all, but most, end up on the black market. And you have a tribal system of young people. You can call them tribes or something of that nature, where these young people, there are gangs, gang would be the better word, gangs of these, and 10, 12, 15 member gangs, and they rule a neighborhood or an area. It's just like turf wars. And the Hamas News Network and affiliates never mention what happens to the aid that goes in, how the aid, again, ends up on the black market. And rather than paying a dollar for a loaf of bread, you pay $5. Extortion. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
You know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall Honeycrisp apple trees now only $119.99 each. Ready-to-bloom lilac shrubs now only $67.46 each. Choose from purple, pink, or white. The early spring tree and shrub sale.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Happy As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
And Gaza is the gangster's paradise. It is the gangster's paradise. The lies that come out, there's aid that goes in, food, unimaginable amounts of food, and aid of all kinds, and it never reaches the people because of the gangsters that rule in Gaza. The young 12-year-old kids become members of gangs. It is a corrupt system. It is a system of the strong using the weak as a tool. The starvation, if there is starvation, is because of the terrorists. But food and aid goes in and lies come out. They're starving to death. Israel genocide, killing innocent people, and they don't tell you about one. You don't hear, I haven't heard on the mainstream media one terrorist other than the top leaders that ever die. You don't hear about, you know, the soldiers that die. It's only about a woman or a couple of children, or, you know. And with the, what was it, the World Center for Food, what was the people that died last week, which Israel immediately acknowledged it was a mistake. They had bad intel, which they very seldom, there's no such thing as perfect intel. The Russians don't have it, the U.S., the English, the Germans, nobody has perfect intel. But you go with the best intel that you... We didn't have the best intel in Afghanistan. We killed more innocent people in Afghanistan and other wars than Israel has killed accidentally in Gaza. And the men, it's beginning to come out. These individuals that were killed in that vehicle, these were... They suspect that these were... operatives, spies, or I can't think of the right word. They were involved in intelligence. They were there. And everybody that goes in from the UN, the World Health Organization, from any agency, these are intelligence gatherers. They gather as much intelligence as possible. They go in to see in an area how many men, women, children, how heavily the area is fortified with troops. They were gathering intel. So what's coming out of Gaza are the lies and the untruth, misleading the people of the world. And something, there's been kind of a shift, a vibe shift, I guess I would say, in the last week or so. Now, finally, some of the nations, the people in the nations, are beginning to realize, because Gaza is unyielding, with the terrorists, Hamas, they're asked to negotiate. There's a request upon request, and they don't negotiate. They won't negotiate. They won't trade 40 hostages for 300 army personnel that is held imprisoned in Israel. Can't negotiate with them. Now, I'm going to jump. I have to jump to what's happening in China. Inside China, there is the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Then you have the Chinese government. Xi Jinping basically holds captive the CCP. And he has been, over the last 5-6 years especially, has really been trying to eat away at the communist government or the Chinese government. And there are representatives in the government, and Xi Jinping has been incrementally, methodically taking the power he holds in the CCP and transferring more authority and control to the Chinese government. And the people of China are beginning to wake. They've been awake. They're beginning to protest. And Xi has problems in China with the citizens. And the communist government, the people realize the two systems in China. We have two systems in this country. We have the Republicans and the Democrats and the independent voters, and then we have the other party, which is called the favored child, the ruling powers, which are involved with the corporations, with all the government agencies, the military, intelligence, Federal Reserve, IRS, with not just the political world, but all the controlling system, the favored system. Then you have the Democrats that are just the redheaded stepson who voted these people in. But just like with Adolf Hitler, Hitler eventually eliminated the voters that voted him in. Going to happen here too.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
So just with Xi Jinping is taking over the Chinese government as well as the owning and ruling the CCP. So remember, whatever you hear coming out of Gaza is a lie. Again, the video footage that I was watching, it didn't document starvation. There was no starvation. The citizens appeared healthy. The children showed no signs of malnutrition, in spite of the media's propaganda of starvation. And the all of the soldiers, they're fit, they're healthy, they're well-fed. The other terrorists, especially the commanders, who are overfed, they are overdressed, they are very wealthy, fit. They are actually, they're dressed very well. They are unfit, they're fat. And they won't interview the civilians in Gaza. They let no footage of interviews with the people. The people want Hamas out. And the aid going in, the UN aid workers are also part of the Hamas network. UNRWA, all of these networks. Anybody taking food in, anybody. And the ones who don't take food in are Christian organizations. Everyone else is UN-sanctioned, American-sanctioned, European-sanctioned. And immediately the food is hijacked. It's distributed to Hamas merchants. And these merchants, they sell the food at exorbitant prices. It's not given to the people. It's given freely. The trucks come in and the aid should go out. But the UN workers, they don't have any say as to when the guys come with the guns, they do what they're told. It goes into the black market, inside the Hamas hellhole. That's just the truth. It's a hellhole run by Hamas. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. So all this food ends up on the black market. To the merchants of death, take control of it immediately. That's just the way it is. And the world, people of the world are now beginning to see the reality of what's happening. And any UN worker, UNRWA, it doesn't matter who it is, international aid, these people that go in are all, they're in there to gather intelligence. They want to know how many soldiers, how many children, where the food is, where the ammunition is stored, where they're hiding. And then they don't give any of that information back to Israel. It's just one area needs a little bit more aid than the other. Well, they make the adjustments. But the merchants, the food ends up in the hands of the merchants. Black market. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful evening. 1360khnc.com for podcasts, present truth, and other programs. I'll see you. We'll visit tomorrow.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.